Good morning. You're listening to Weekend Edition Sunday on Public Radio, WVTF. It's time for our veggie chef. Andrea Mattione Willis is our veggie chef, and her solution today, because she is a solution-oriented veggie chef, is for those of you who really crave pizza. You really want a pizza, but you don't want all the bad stuff, maybe even including dairy. And Andrea says you can still do that.
Absolutely.
How can you do that?
And you can do it quickly. Part of the reason I'm sharing this week, in addition to the reasons you just said, was I'm also doing this in deference to a friend who said she liked the look of my enchilada recipe I shared a few weeks back, but it had too many steps. So I'm going to share something that's quick and easy. And we're going to talk about almost homemade pizza, because I say almost homemade. The crust I used was prepared, as was the sauce.
You didn't.
I did.
Oh, mercy. Well.
But as you said, the great thing about it in making it yourself is, of course, you have more control over what goes into it. You can use organic, vegetarian, dairy-free ingredients. So to get the details on this semi-homemade pizza, you can visit WVTF's Facebook page or check it out on WVTF.org on the Veggie Chef section, which can be found in the news category. But back to the pizza. When making the pizza, I used a prepared crust by the brand Rustic Crust Organic in the pizza original style.
Now, where are you going to find some? Is that in a grocery store?
Actually, I found it in the co-op.
The Roanoke
Natural Foods Co-op on Grandham Road. And I imagine if you went to Rustic Crust's website, you would probably find other locations.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I did check out their website and found that on all of their crusts are vegan, actually, except for the Italian herb and the cheesy herb. And they even have some gluten-free ones. So if you have a gluten intolerance problem, that might help you out, too.
Yeah.
So then I topped that crust with organic pizza sauce. Again, already made, but you can make some yourself if you have some extra tomatoes and extra time. But just know that my way has you eating in 20 minutes. Then you'll put some mozzarella-style Daiya shreds over that sauce. Daiya shreds are a non-dairy cheese alternative that actually melts. And then over that, you'll put some toppings like roughly chopped black olives, Tofurky brand vegetarian pepperoni slices. I also got that at the co-op. And then you can even add some fresh basil leaves, as I did, because I had some growing on my back porch in a pot. Once that's all assembled, you just pop it in the oven that's been heated to 450 degrees. You can put the pizza directly on your oven rack in the middle of the oven to get a crispier crust. The pizza is done when the edges of the crust have browned and your Daiya shreds have melted, which only takes 8 to 10 minutes. Add a salad to this and some fruit for dessert. We had fresh pineapple. And you've got a fast, satisfying meal for 3 or 4 people. Doesn't sound too hard, does it, Jeff?
No, and it does sound quick.
It is.
You are true to your word here.
If you have questions, or if anyone has questions about this or any other recipes I've shared, please email me at wvtfveggie@gmail.com. Thanks.